This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the mistakes of the parents. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we're going to talk about the main mistakes the parents do while doing their parenting upon their kids. One of the main or among the biggest mistakes some of the parents do or the parents do that has a negative effect on the child is duality, or I will call it duality in their sayings and actions. You see, sometimes a parent does things that are definitely different from what they're saying. A parent can be telling their children to do something, to do a certain job, let's say, in life. A parent will be telling their children, hey, my kid, you should be studying on time. You should be waking up on time, going to school on time, let's say. You should be, dressed nicely, dressed neatly. But while the parent is saying all these things, him as a parent, as a guide, is not doing the things himself. He's not punctual. He's not showing up on time to his programs. He's not showing up on times on his workplace, actually. So the duality in their sayings, like I'm saying this, but I'm not doing what I'm saying, is a really big problem, a really big mistake during parenting or in parenthood. Because what the child is looking at the parent as a pace setter, an example. I'll give it a name, a pace setter in their life. When they realize that their parents are not practicing what they are saying, what they are saying, or what they ought to have done, the consequences of this will be bad. It may result in the disobeying of their command in the future. Otherwise, how can a father who is smoking order his children not to smoke? That means even if he is smoking secretly, they may detect it one day, and his respect in their sight may fall. So a parent should do exactly what they are telling their kid or their child to do.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is A to Z. We talked about a few mistakes that parents do upon their kids, upon their children, or the mistakes parents do during the parenting that ends up in destroying the child, in making the child to be less confident. So, among the mistakes that a parent can do, we are talking about the mistakes of the parents. Another mistake of the parent is enlarging the mistakes of the children, considering something small to be so big. You see, a child does mistakes, definitely. In one day, a child could do like 100 mistakes in their life. But you as a parent, what you can do is look at that mistake and see how you can correct the kid without showing it like it's a big thing, like making it a big deal or making a big deal out of it, as if the mistakes are not forgivable or there is no way of correcting them. No, to the extent that some parents, sometimes some parents do make these mistakes look so big, to the extent that some parents, because of their impatience, they say the children have changed. They no more respect us now. They are not as they were yesterday. There's a way these mistakes can be changed. It can be corrected. Even though there's every possibility that most of the so-called problems can be solved through love, wisdom, and understanding. Imam Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam said, "If a young fellow reprove you, leave him. Maybe he will be embarrassed with what he did." So it's a mistake that we should look upon, or that a parent should look upon and ponder upon it and not make a big deal out of it, understand it, just try and correct it in the softest words possible And don't force the kid. Don't start shouting on him, making it at least as if the child has thrown a bomb in a country, as if the child has done like a terroristic problem. No, just look at it, take time, talk to the kid softly, and the kid will definitely understand you. And this will lead to a very good result in parenthood. Thank you for listening. Fi aman Allah. Bye.